Visit with Betty Day on March 27th, 2001. We will be meeting at her house. Other participants will be Nancy Kuhn, Al, and Ruth George. Take that pick. We came, you and your husband went to the new...
rage about, don't forget, I forget everything.
Well, very smelly, don't work.
I haven't forgotten a thing.
I couldn't forget that, no, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh boy.
What's the new one that we want to get here and we can't?
Oh, store, you're talking about
yes.
Walmart or
yes,
something like
Walmart.
That?
Walmart. And she said it's three times bigger than the old one. I don't know what the info went in quite that big, but there could be most everybody that lives out in the area like this goes there because they have to go over to Springdale. That's another 15 miles.
Oh, sure.
And if you don't go there, then you go to Oklahoma, into Oklahoma. So, see, it's cheaper to travel 35 or 40 miles to go because it's 150 the other way.
Of course.
God, I said, Jesus, I think I'd be in the whole heaven.
You know, I talked to Bert Stemple the other day, who is in Arkansas, has been for years now.
Yes, that's right, he has, hasn't he? I wonder what part of Arkansas is.
Conway.
Oh, Lord, never heard of it. That don't mean nothing. I'll tell you what, those Oklahoma, and I don't go Oklahoma so much, but Arkansas people are a little different than theirs. I get such a kick out of them. They look at you and they're like, they know you're another breed of dogs somewhere else and they don't know quite how to take you.
Well, where did you folks come from? Oh, Montana, right?
Yeah. Oh. I was born and raised there. Jim was raised there, too.
I'm a Mommy Kalispell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. When did you come up?
47.
47. Oh, okay. What brought you up? Why did you decide to come north?
Well, you couldn't get any work since World War II was over with. So you just, if you guys had been sitting sucking suds a little bit there in one of the little pubs, and they had heard something about Fairbanks.
Yeah, but why is it tripping?
Why did I leave?
No, I'm wondering why this thing is making funny noises.
Well, it's kind of got an attitude this morning.
Yeah. Well, let's get a little closer here so you can figure out what's going on.
No, we came up here in 47 and when he went right to work the next morning.
Where?
At Big Yale. Hold on. What they call Wayne, right? Was that the...
Right. Okay. One of the contractors.
Birch, Lamb, and... Birch, Lamb, and something else.
Well, a contractor in any case.
Yes.
A couple of different people we've talked to mentioned that Jim homesteaded or filed at least on some property up on Amanita, and didn't.
Well, so he didn't. He didn't file because he couldn't file again. So that's why we waited to do it. He got someone else to do it, and he supported the deal.
Oh, I see.
Johnny Cole.
Yeah, Johnny Cole was mentioned in connection with Jim. They cut a lot of wood together. Yep. It sounded like.
Yeah. Well, when they worked together in regular construction.
So when did you end up moving out there? That was some years later.
Well, the kids were in, Joanne was just in kindergarten.
Which would make it when? She would have been five.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good question.
Let's
and
see.
And then Mike was just a baby. He wasn't even in.
So
he was with me in the car, remember, when I upset the... Old's upside down there in old Pontiac.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Well, going to go up to Henry's Hill, going to town to get her from kindergarten.
Oh, Henrysville, you mean from Nordale, yes. Where Nordale is now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't remember. Oh.
Well, I came down and the biggest drop there was between the hill and he was sitting in the back seat.
And not in a car seat like we have now,
no,
I bet you.
No. And he wound up in the front seat with me. Was this much room that he had went through between the seat and the... I don't know how hard it worked, but he did it.
How old was that baby then?
Oh, he was 4.
4 years old. So, yeah. And what year was he born? That child.
Good Lord, honey, don't ask such questions. He was born.
He was born. That's all that's necessary.
Right.
I like that.
He was born premature. So, nothing like having 2 kids in 1 year.
For sure.
Oh, gosh, yeah. He was born.
You said the other was,
he was 9 months. See, he was 9 months and 15 days. Absent as Joanne was born.
Oh. Jeez, that's about as close as you can get.
Yes, and you know what? We found out what was causing it, and we got to stop.
My husband always said it was popcorn and beer.
Well, could be a little of that, too.
Well, if he was born premature...
6 weeks.
6 weeks. He was just born here, though, at St. Joe's?
Mm-hmm. And so was Joanne. So was Diane. So was Leanne.
Yeah, well, all of your kids would have been born here. He came up in 47.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And we had been, when, I know everybody thought in town that I was pregnant, and that's why I went to California where Jim was, and we were married. You know, they really raised their eyebrows. Well, they sure was fooled, because it was 6 years before we had any kids.
Oh.
That was worth the price of admission. They do everything but jerk your coat off, you know, when you come home.
Oh, yeah. He must have had your house well started before you moved out there. You didn't live in a little log cabin like a lot of people.
Mm-mm, no, we stayed in town until it was ready to move in. Yeah. Well, we put up stuff, you know, like finishing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sheetrock and stuff like that.
Don't I remember that your bathroom was unfinished for a while and you had a bunch of little chickens?
Yeah.
In it, that what Jim's dad brought up?
I thought it was goats.
Oh, that,
oh,
was,
that
yep,
and horses
too.
And anything else he could get loaded. Oh, yes, we had chickens in there. Yeah. Well, it wasn't finished. We just had the one, so.
I understand.
And it got turned cold, and the chickens was already growing, and you know, you can't
put them out.
God, okay.
We had a little
clean out on that deal every day to keep them just burning your eyes out, you know. Newspapers all over the floor. Mm. Well, they see, it was this bathroom was in between our bathroom and the girls', bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be considerable incentive there. Right?
Yeah,
there,
and
there
was a full basement.
Yeah, well, that was a big house. That is a big house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just didn't remember. But you don't remember who you bought from?
Well, we bought part of it from a wolf. I think that was the upper part. And you know who he was. He was the band leader for the Army band.
Hmm. No.
And then in the summertime, he would take his little boat, and he would go down to Fort Yukon and down in there. Not really nice old man, but he was odd. He had $3 bill, but he was really nice guy.
We'll have to ask some of the others about him. I don't remember hearing about him.
I'm pretty sure that was his name.
Could well be. The land must have changed hands 2 or 3 times.
Well, see, then the ward kid bought part of where that cabin was down there. That old guy was a Russian who owned that
down where now?
Down over the hill down that
below that where the highway is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm, awesome.
No, there's a road that runs back right in the area, you know.
An old Russian, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's another
one.
And
he was a heck of a cook. He had one of those awful old stones.
Oh, oh. Is this Scherer? Was his name Scherer?
Could be.
A couple people have talked about a man named Scherer who was, I thought he was Swiss, perhaps. who was a baker. I gathered a professional baker.
Well, he used to bake on an old stove that you honest to goodness would just pitch it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet that's, yeah. And he was pretty close to where the road ran, below it, as you say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I bet that fits it. It's interesting how the pieces of the puzzle begin to fit together when you talk to different people.
Well, and then, of course, when we, proved up on the land that we, you know, worked on there, we had a concert hut, you know.
Oh,
and it was,
do
you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all, you know, had not big fancy covers, but we had covers and not inlaid, but linoleum on the floor, mm-hmm. they used to call it, in the bedroom. Well, I tell you, it sure did surprise my kids when they had to go outside of that Beth outside. Oh, boy. Of course, I was raised, and so was Jim with those little deals. You know?
Okay, well, now, where was this? You homesteaded yourself.
Yeah, where the concert hut was. We homesteaded that part of the land. Then we bought that other part from the Ward boy.
Okay,
and she married another, no.
Oh, yes. Something net.
Uh-huh.
Lynette, no.
No.
Yeah, she still lives out Two Rivers, or did a year or three ago when we've seen her out there.
Well, I don't know whether she's still there or not, or unless she came back from there, because they were outside her and down the Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Cosette,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, I'm still confused. I think we're going to have to look at that map and find out where this your homestead property was.
Well, the homestead itself started down over the hill. And we bought, and we had who was the one that had the horses, you know, we had the little horses. And they had the,
Here's the Hot Springs Road. Here's Brockman. That's Tilly. Here's Henry.
Yeah.
Okay, now here you see is Bonet and McQuinn. And here's Cher and this little bitty thing right here. So you must have been up here. Here's Charlie Ward.
Well, eventually, see, when we bought that land, there was a new road that went through there, and that's where where the house we built was up on top.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one was a closet up, and that's where we...
Was it down below the road?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So down on Wilson?
Well, yeah, here's Milton Wilson, down below Scherer. And, of course, the road didn't come out where this shows. It dipped down in here someplace.
Mm-hmm. And we proved up on all this because it was below the road.
Hmm.
And we lived there, don't you remember, and Leanne used to have to go to school from out there, her first year in school?
Yeah. Well, I just...
And when the roads were real bad in the spring, we walked out.
Oh, sure, sure.
We brought the groceries back in.
Oh, yes. We all did that for a while.
Oh, yes.
Would it be down in this piece here?
No, straight wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
Well,
this was the Ward kid that went to jail?
Yep.
Yeah, Cosette's husband was.
Okay.
And we bought that from him, the small portion of it, where the cabin was. That's where the old man was. He was a baker and the.
Well, that would have been, I think that probably was this place, Cher.
Sure, that name sounds familiar. And McQuinn was up here like this way, up on this other side. See, the road used to come up like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And then eventually they put in the other road and it came through down, you know, like this. It went this way.
Yeah.
There's Blankenship.
Did you know them?
No, but I know the name. Jim did, but I didn't. If I knew him,
she was Cora Gamble's aunt. So Cora was saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, could be. Here's Ward's.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Charlie and his wife, they divorced, you know.
Gertrude?
You knew that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got divorced before they left here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
John, you know Johnny Colina?
Oh, yes. Really nice guy.
Mm-hmm. any other familiar names there? Because this one now is 53.
Here's Carl. I can't think of his name. I know who that is.
Carl Lindstrand.
Right.
Yes, he had...
And here's the Brockman.
Mm-hmm. Joe Kruger.
Yeah.
Yes, see, there's your name on that.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Frank Fassler.
Oh, yes.
Did you homestead that or buy that piece?
We homesteaded the lower part of this part that we bought from the ward boy, and then we homesteaded the rest of it.
No, that would have been over here.
Would it be around the
Henry
road?
Bachman.
It would be in the road. If the road went down and went past there, where, or into where we used to homestead it, with the Quonset hut. We didn't homestead the top part.
This is clear over on Amanita, though. This bit. This, I think, is what Lee Rissy said that Jim and John Cole cleared. But apparently
that
didn't
would be
hold
up
on, to.
On the other side, up on top of the hill.
That's across from our road, across from Hunter Road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But we also homesteaded some other land.
I think that would have been down in here someplace.
A. Smithcalf, for heaven's sake, you know who he is. That was my maiden name.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who he was?
Mm-hmm.
Is he out there very long? I don't remember ever hearing
I don't him. Know. I think he moved out there more or less after we left there, so I don't know. But I think he came from Montana. I won't suppose be a bit surprised.
Yeah, it's pointing towards me.
Oh, I was holding the map.
Let's don't get it right there.
Okay.
Oh, dear. There's the Mary Nantha Children's
mm-hmm.
Home.
Did you know that they had a kindergarten there at one time?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd never heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, yes. Many years ago.
Yeah, well, it must have been.
And then there was another one where you went down and went the other hill and went over, and then there was...
Yeah, the children's home.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pentecostal.
And then there was another place that went down... Over the hill on the...
You're saying there were three orphanages?
No. The other one was just, I think, he went one time, one of the kids was down in the legislature.
Out of one of those homes, you're saying?
No, I think they had owned this, and they had a pretty good size. She was, I can see her face, and I can see the kid's face, but
Bryce?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, well, they're
Bryce
up there.
Where, the
yeah, they bought Maranatha's property.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah, there's Ladfield.
Mm-hmm.
You say that today, and April, I got you like, where is that at?
Oh, wait till you...
Did you ever find out anything about old Bob Strait?
No. If you hear anything...
Oh, hey, good evening. Let him know I'm alive.
Oh.
He thought he was just going to move right in there, boy, and that's when Jim died. And did he ever come to a rude awakening? I wish I had all the dollars. Did he come and stole gas out of the gas tank? Remember, we used to have a big tank in the garage?
Mm-hmm. For all your farming stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's why we had the big big old tank,
mm-hmm.
because we had a couple of tractors and, stuff that we, and it was a sawmill. And
you had a sawmill, too?
Oh, yes.
And what, did you commercially do timber or just
we
for yourself?
Sold, no. We sold a lot of stuff for houses, where you wanted big timbers and stuff like that.
Oh.
Where'd you get your wood?
We bought it from other people, and when we cleared land, we had stuff too.
Was it mostly spruce?
Yeah. No birch at all.
No, birch doesn't make buildings.
They make good cabins, but they don't
they don't hold up too well.
No.
How much land did you farm? Do you remember how many acres?
Oh, good Lord, it's quite a little bit. Would you have any idea how many acres there would be?
It was mostly that area down below the
Yes.
Highway, wasn't
well,
it?
The upper part.
Well, you got
to
some around the
south,
house,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you farm? What did? What was your crop? Or crops? You must have had more than one crop.
No. We used to... Oh, good Lord.
Balm? Barley?
Bluegrass.
Bluegrass?
Yeah, and then it would use... We would plant a... to get it started, you always put an earth crop with it, and that was oats or something like
mm-hmm.
that, and then you bombed that.
And who was buying it early on? I mean, we got horses up here after a while, but were you selling it for horse feed initially?
A lot of it, yeah, a lot of it.
Because
was,
the
yeah.
dairying kind of went out
they
the window.
Buy, you know.
Yeah.
We had the people bought for horses. We bought a lot. We sold a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, by that time, I guess they were coming in. When we first came up here, and when
right.
you first came up here, there weren't a lot of kids had never seen a horse.
Oh, yeah.
So,
were people farming with the horses, or were they just pets?
Well, so a lot of them were pets. And,
no, I think they were almost
and
all
recreational. And there was a, never somebody had a cow someplace.
Yeah,
an
individual
away,
cow.
You know.
I'm looking for something to set here, set on that
thing.
You don't mind if we just make
right.
ourselves at home?
No, go right ahead if you find something that works.
Did,
Joanne is a real little girl for these, and you can drive me straight to the devil with them. You can see how much I burn them.
This is a scented candle?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and I can't smell, so what the
Who needs it, huh?
Right.
Did Jim do any farming for anybody else?
Oh, once in a while he would go and, you know, maybe.
He was not looking for
no,
it.
No, because he was working a job. Soon,
yeah.
So he didn't
yeah.
need that.
When did he. He was a what? A dispatcher for the laborers?
Yeah, he was president for many years, and then he worked in the office, but he, you know, took care of everything
mm-hmm.
that way. That, it was that small, and yet they made good, you know, there was a lot of guys going out. It was
right.
still just him, plus. An assistant, you know, sometimes towards
mm-hmm.
the like, peak time, you know.
Yeah. So he, but he worked construction until he got into that, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He worked at the Union Hall, I think it was somewhere close to 13, 14 years.
Yeah, right.
Were you a stay-at-home mom in those days?
You betcha. Unless it was an election. I was there. I'm doing that here, but it sure is a lot harder than it was then.
Yeah. Except you don't have to stay up all night counting them.
No, but it was much aggravation.
Oh, yes.
The equipment doesn't work and they don't have enough of what there is you need.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So you're still working elections, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Julie Wood quit finally a few
oh,
years
is
ago.
Is she anyway?
She seems to be pretty good. She doesn't get around too well, she says. But
a lot of it's like that.
But she drives in to play bingo several times a week.
Would I know her if I seen her?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I don't think she's changed that much. And I haven't seen her that often lately.
I never often think of her. You know, well, he passed away, I'm sure, a long time ago.
Yeah, and I need to find out for sure when it was because...
I have no idea.
Well, hopefully you'll all get to read each other's stories eventually. And you will enjoy it. All the things that come out. All
oh,
the,
I'm sure.
They'll jog some memories, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Who had thought of this? Did you read a book from someone else? Or?
Well, who did think of this? What got us started? I don't know.
The stories that are out there waiting to be told.
Well, part of it, too,
was... Trying to figure out whose lie is the best.
Yeah. our kids were part of it. They kept saying, well, when did this happen? And, you know, where did they live? So that was part
Ruth
of it.
Ruth has kept a diary for an eon. And every once in a while, she sits down and copies out a couple of paragraphs. This is what happened in
That's 61. What the kids get for Christmas every year. It was a couple
and
of years
And the kids stumbled to this and started heckling her and said, hey, why don't you find out what the neighbors were doing at the same time you were doing this? And so this got her started.
Right. And it is so much fun that we keep thinking more people. Walt Everhart is coming over Thursday because they've been outside.
I know the lady who married which they have, in fact, they both women have the same name. They were right there on the corner, and then you went up to our place.
Mm. Oh, Domke, Ruby Domke.
Yes.
Ruth Green? Wasn't that her name?
The second wife?
Yeah.
We don't know what the second wife.
Oh, you're thinking of Anne.
But I know, and yeah, and she's in the DAR thing with along with me and several others.
Oh, is that right?
And she, nicest lady you could ever imagine. I said, well, does he keep himself busy? How's he doing? And oh, I just seen her the other night. And she said, well, he sits around and drives me crazy in the winter time, but she said in the summer he's outside doing things.
Yeah, no, this has got to be Ruth, because Anne, his first wife, died many years ago.
Oh, yes,
ago
this
now.
Is the second one.
Yeah, okay, well, I think that's Ruth.
And her name is Ruth Ann, too.
Oh, well, I didn't remember that Ann's name was Ruth Ann. I just knew the Ann part.
Ruth Ann, too.
Ah.
And where's Domke? Show me Domke.
Oh, there where Kobe Eberhart was.
I get lost on this.
Rockman. Well, it's just I think probably
curve.
It's this, yeah. Well, the road doesn't
it's
curve on this,
here.
But I think
it's
this 40 right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kobe Eberhart, who is Walt's brother, lived there. Oh, I'm not sure, but what Scherer's? I think maybe somebody said that was really Scherer's property. I'll have to, again, I'm going to have to go back and look at
well,
what I've
see,
gotten.
Well, see, we went over the hill and went down where the other piece of property was that
mm-hmm.
we moved up on. Well, he bought, I think it was an easement or something, so, or somebody else did right now here from us so they could get down in their places.
We need to find a more recent map that's similar to this, if there is one. So that we can see what
well,
it looked like 10 years
Rudy,
later.
You never know. Rudy might have a map.
Might.
You never know.
You might. That's a good thought.
Well,
did you know Earl Herning?
Oh, yeah. Not real well. Knew Carl, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
The people felt so bad when he passed away.
Yeah, Carl was a pretty nice guy.
Oh, the kids loved him to pieces.
Boy, how many bus drivers do you hear that? About
well, I never heard kids ever saying nasty things about him. They all, you know, they all liked him.
Yeah. If anything, Carl was probably too nice.
Well, he used to take them by the busload and go get them candy. Now, how many buses are there
oh,
to
no.
get that kind of treatment?
A box of Kleenex right by the door as they got on the bus if they didn't wipe their nose for them.
Well, that's right. I wouldn't
right.
doubt
yeah.
it a bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit. And
then,
of course, I seen Maddie Lee not too long ago, and she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
doesn't, I recognized as to who she was.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne was talking to her, and I just kind of come up, and I thought, I'm looking, I'm standing kind of back, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm thinking, who are you?
Who could that be?
Like somebody I know. And finally, Ann says, well, this is Maddie Lee. And I said, oh, yeah. I thought, okay, I got a face.
Well, you know, if any time you and the girls are out driving around or something, call up and see if she's home, which she usually is. Go see her, because I think she's pretty lonesome.
Oh, I bet she is.
And,
she's a nice lady.
Oh, she is, and she has wonderful stories.
Oh, I'm sure she does. She was a teacher for a long
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from Montana could understand that Texas accent.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah. Well, she came there. She was loaded with money from her family's back there.
Yeah, I don't know what she had it when she first came, but she sure
well,
got it later.
You bet.
Yeah, she tells us about
well, where
that.
Is the, where are the kids at?
Well, actually, Phyllis is in your house.
That's right.
And,
I see her every once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, and Shirley is over off of Goldstream. But those kids have been given 40 acres of Maddie's and want to build over there, apparently, if they can. Johnny's in Fort Worth. He's Dallas-Fort Worth, yeah. He's an airline pilot. Yeah. And then Danny...
That would be the last person on Earth I would even...
Yeah, I guess that's always what he wanted to do.
I've given up flying an airplane.
Oh, I'm glad you told me because
pilots are
I
so
wonder
young.
If he's playing. I got to go outside here correctly. Twice, not once, but twice, both ways. So.
Let a kid like that play with an airplane?
That's only it is in Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Don, Ernie. I don't mean to, man. Who was Maddie Lee and Carl's youngest?
Danny. Well, I suspect Danny's in jail.
Well, I was just going to say,
I haven't heard anything
he's
for a while.
In jail.
Yeah, he was sure heading that way. She didn't mention him at all. We didn't ask.
Some friends bought her house, that next door one, you know, that was so, there was a, it was in that, you know, area, that between, where the.
Maddie's house?
Well, it was something that they owned. I don't know how come.
Johnny has a house up in the field there.
No, it's not there. It's downtown. It's there's a brown house that some friends bought the house, and it has a downstairs in it that they rent. And I know them just as well as I know them because they adapted a little baby, and she's cute as thing. You just want to squeeze her.
Well,
pieces.
Quit thinking about it, and it'll come to you when you're thinking when you're trying to remember something
when
else.
You're trying to go to bed or something. Well, anyhow, they bought that piece of ground from these people did, and they tore down that old house back there where they used to do the rest of business. Mini Street, I think it's on.
Okay. All right, Danny, yeah. Danny and Maddie Lee's, Danny must have been living there. Maddie Lee's name was on the deed along with Johnny.
Cars in and stuff.
I never knew where it was located even.
Well, he was for a while. He's a very good carpenter, you know.
Who was that?
Danny.
Oh, well, we sure could have inherited it because all the Hernings were good carpenters, I think.
Yeah. And where was it? Joanne seen him someplace. I don't know where it was. And she talked to him for a while. She says, why do I always know all the riffraff in town? Well, Wayne Hatch, you know, she knew him. And he.
Hatch?
Yes, the old guy. He used to be the well driller.
Oh, well, sure.
And he wound up, Wayne did, in Penn for 12 years or something.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And now he's working up north. He had finally got vested with 302, so he could get, you know.
I had forgotten all about Hatch Drilling, but that is a familiar name.
Yeah. Well, and then there was the three girls that I had red hair. And they're still drinking just as heavy as they ever did. And when I see him coming, I go the other way.
Did Hatches drill all the wells out in that area?
Oh, possibly.
I was wondering, as we came in, who the early day well drillers were.
Anderson was one. I think Anderson drilled our well. Now, don't ask me to put a name in front of Anderson so that we get his whole name. I've got half of it done. You do the rest.
I don't have any idea. Hatch didn't drill one in Leanne's house. He lived up the road a little bit there, across from the store up there where then they bought the other house. Hughes.
Oh, okay. Around 9 mile, 9-10 mile area.
Yeah, up from us. He come and drilled her well, but the Hatch boy drilled the other one to the other guy that buried his house down, you know. But it started from a spark. You remember?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
From a chainsaw, little things, you know.
When you homesteaded, did you have a well right away, or did you have to wait a while to get your
well? We had it drilled right away.
Is that where you say you had the Quonset hut?
And that was down lower. We hauled our water for that one.
Where'd you get your water?
Yeah.
Good question.
Rockman?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people did, apparently. Peter.
He had artesian well, remember?
Oh, I didn't know it was artesian, but that sure accounts for why it was so plentiful then.
Yeah.
Well, and why he had water at all, probably.
It wasn't only plentiful, it was...
Available.
Yeah. He was very generous allowing people to
use it. And some people would take abuse of naturally.
Yeah.
Henry didn't take too kindly to that. He wasn't German for nothing.
Well,
but he was always a nice guy. We always liked Henry so very much.
You have a question, Nancy?
Well, yeah, Brockman, that's the land, the road goes up
over the hill.
Over the hill, and that's like Tilly Brockman.
Mm-hmm. That was his partner.
Yeah,
his
Tilly
wife.
Is here.
Uh-huh.
She got the piece above the road, he got the piece below the road.
Well, she got half of the piece above the road, because he, as I read this, he had...
How long ago was this made out?
This is 53.
Well, I'm wondering
very much alive at that time.
I was wondering where the well, where this artesian well
is. It was down at Henry's place.
Yeah.
Down
below the road. Yeah.
Over by Nordale?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no.
Nordale Road? Oh, yes, right in that area, yes.
So
is
he
it
had
still a...
340s.
I couldn't. Their eyes are still... I haven't been in that.
Somebody's in there.
Is there a house or, like Henry
they
had?
They subdivided it into... Four parcels of some, 20 acres or 17 acres.
That was from his family then, doesn't it?
So we have an artesian well right
here? It was done as his estate when he
probably
died.
From Texas.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. He probably came from Texas. Isn't that where he was
from? Oh. I've never met any of them. I wouldn't have the slightest idea.
You don't think Gary had anything to do with, would have had anything to do with that?
I think he thought he was going to, but I don't think so.
Oh, that's right. Tilly had a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Tilly had a daughter by an earlier
marriage,
didn't she?
Yeah.
Trudy? Or what was her name? Oh,
yeah.
Well, again, don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure that somebody else has talked about her, but I'd forgotten she came.
Betty Lee went through this and called up in the evening after the interview day and said, I forgot to finish my story.
So when you wake up in the middle of the night,
make some notes,
and I'll call you and say, hey,
No, make some notes and call me in the morning.
I imagine you can go pretty good.
Well, I'm intrigued by this idea of having an artesian well.
I don't know if anybody else ever had one.
Oh, Kivlin's supposedly had one. Kivlin's, they lived down, Henry Gettinger bought property because they were adjacent to his field.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the name, but I couldn't remember where they lived.
And Don Herning talks about what sounds like one down below in that gun site.
Yeah.
It was down below Gettinger's. Mm-hmm. So apparently they're...
Are they still alive?
Which,
Gettinger?
Gettinger.
The
is. Pat,
one.
Pat died.
He's remarried.
She got hurt pretty bad, didn't she? Was she the one?
She died of cancer. I don't remember anything else.
Don't you remember she got caught in the something to do with the potato machine?
Oh, no, I don't remember, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, she used to ride it for something.
Oh, yeah, she, well, she used a lot of the
equipment. She got hurt really bad.
Mm. I remember that she had a pressure canner.
Blew up.
It wasn't...
It went clear through the house or something.
I wouldn't be surprised. It wasn't under pressure. It's just that she was cooking a bunch of potatoes in it, and it clogged the vent.
Sure, and you might as well have had the thing on.
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember.
She was a very pretty woman.
Yeah. Well, Henry's another one that we're wanting to talk to, and he's maybe home by now, but apparently he's been outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, Henry will have a lot to say.
Yes, because... If kids used to leave home and dad decided to start clearing land because they'd go get him a job. They got so sick of that they wouldn't help him anymore.
Well, that was all hard work.
Oh, you bet it was. Well, he must be getting kind of up there in the old...
Yeah, I suppose Henry...
Maybe because he's still 39.
Oh, maybe. With a new wife, it helps,
right? I bet you they tell me. Oh, I heard that old gal talking about it on TV this morning. oh, she's just nuts. You know, she's this old girl that thinks she knows everything. And she was telling about how people, even though they get old, still like sex. And I just thought to myself, God, who would they look at you? They look back over your face. Not that I'm so dang beautiful, but Lord.
Getting back to the Brockmans, do you know anything about, oh, before they came up here, I guess he came from, was down at Kennecott.
Oh, he came up over the hard way over the trail, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Chilcoot?
I think so. Alongside it, does it? So.
Well, were they married when they came up, when they got to Fairbanks?
Oh, good Lord, I don't know. She worked somewhere.
She was fearless, right.
When that was right by the USO.
Right. Mm-hmm. Between the river and First Avenue.
Right. Yeah, you broke my other train of thought. Yeah.
Okay, coming over the trail, you say.
I think he landed in, where was it that they, when they first came in?
Oh, Dyea, Skagway?
Someplace like that, mm-hmm. Yeah. He came in from the hard way.
Do you know where he came from?
Seattle, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know where his home was from. I probably would have years ago. It's too bad Jim wasn't here. He could tell you about it.
Well, this is, yeah, think what the Brockmans could have told us if we'd had the sense to
get in on that.
Do that, yeah.
Where did I get the idea that Brockman was a millwright?
Oh, he could have been. But he used to go, he came in somewhere or another where the salmon was fishing pretty good, too, so that he would go down. And he, did you ever eat white salmon? Oh, hey, they have it down in where the ocean is there. Why? Oh, where in hell is the state capital?
Juneau.
He used to go down there and go fishing, and he would bring us back white salmon. Oh, talk about anything ever being good. He says, now this is the cream of the crop here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think he got in on the trail there, whether he ever dug for much gold, I don't know, but he used to fish a lot and, you know, do this kind of stuff.
Well, I wonder who would know. Probably not too many people
anymore.
Wonder if any of the pioneers, there's any pioneers home that might.
Rainier might know.
Well, Rainier's dead, unless you're talking about the daughter.
No, I don't mean Rainier, I guess. Who is the gentleman that is in town and called up and canceled out?
Oh, Rydell.
Rydell.
Yeah, Charlie Rydell.
Well, that name Charlie is familiar.
You can ask.
Charlie Rydell might know.
He would probably know. If he could get in, you see, he was in the hospital on, Henry was, remember.
Mm-hmm.
If you could just find anybody around there, of course, they'd probably be going too. Now,
well, that's
see.
The trouble, yeah. Well, it wouldn't hurt to do some
If Leanne was here, she maybe could take us. She used to be over there a lot, her and Henny was buddies.
Oh.
And he hated to go places, and they'd take the kids and the boys, you know, and they'd go up to
Does he have an email address by any chance?
No.
Well, why don't you give me her written address, or her phone number, whatever. I'd call her up and ask her.
Well, now remember, there's 3 hours difference between.
Oh, well, I'd have to think about when I called. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes, because if you look at your watch and say, oh, I guess I'll call her, and then you think, no, she's either just eating or she's gone to bed. And she keeps tantalizing me with the fresh asparagus.
Oh,
I could just kill her.
Tell her to ship you some up.
Right.
Well, it grows wild. And it just sat to the road, for God's sake, and if you couldn't have all you wanted, it's nobody's fault but your
own. Did they ever have fresh asparagus up here in Fairbanks that you know of?
Not around the side of the road.
I was surprised the other day, well, last year, I guess, we had the article in the paper of somebody who's growing asparagus in Fairbanks. And
I used to grow it.
You used to grow asparagus
yeah.
out there on your hat land, on yeah. Chena Hot Springs?
Mm-hmm. And Tilly did too.
No. Did you ever grow it commercially or just for yourself?
Oh, no, just for ourselves. Okay. Well, I think this is kind of cute. You might keep this for posterity.
Love to see it.
Yeah, write your telephone number down on that. Yeah, right. That we'll all get to
we
read.
We can pass it around.
If Leanne got this, I don't know where she can buy it. But, oh, well, hell, now I got your curiosity. If it was you, left to look at it.
I said your glasses are good enough. Well, hold there, dog.
What's your name? Yes.
Won't you be surprised if I call her up? She's going to have to do a double take.
Well, I didn't mention it when I called this morning because she was, I could tell she was getting ready to eat. She was going down to the, you know, where they all go together and eat. So when she first came there, she couldn't go down to eat. She still, I think, pretty much has to use a wheelchair, but she couldn't even get out of bed.
Mm. It's been a good place for her then. She's done well.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know she has MS.
Yeah, I knew that. Well, the last time I saw her, I think you mentioned.
Oh, yeah, she's mm-hmm. had it since she was about 20 years old.
Oh, is that right? No, you didn't.
Well, they didn't know what to do with it probably back then.
Oh, no.
Well, she would be able to do so many more things, but she's very not allergic, but she just can't take the dose as given.
Mm-hmm.
She takes it a half of one once a week, and you're supposed to take a half of one every day or something, you know. So.
Well, so many of those things are hard on everything else. Isn't that what Judy Hunsucker had? Yeah. Hunsucker's lived over there where Morris Morgan is now on Ellis Road.
Yeah, she passed away.
Oh, yeah, long years ago now. Yep.
Not Mrs. Morgan. She
did. Oh, Alice. No, that was recent. No, I was thinking of Judy Hunsucker. Okay.
Oh, here you want, they live in Salem Springs, Arkansas.
Yeah, why don't you? Oh, I've heard that name. What are you after? You going to put that in your pocket and lose it?
I wanted you to write across the bottom what the question is you're going to ask.
Oh, good idea. Okay. Well, anything she knows about.
I know how you come out with these notes and they're just weird look.
Oh, we wouldn't do things like that.
Well, not.
When you look at somebody and you can't even remember what the hell you're talking about, we wouldn't do anything like that. I heard some old boy say over the was watching one of these shows. I'll let you put that in there. And she got up and she said, "Well, doctor, would I know? How would I know if I had Alzheimer's disease?" And he looked at her and he laughed. And he says, "You haven't got it." And she said, she looked at him kind of funny. He says, "If you then ask me if you have it or not, you don't, because you'd never know."
I figured he said to her, "Well, you don't have it." And she says, "What don't I have?"
Well, that's good too. But it's a darn truth. I get so disgusted, and then sometimes it doesn't bother me at all. And then Joanne the other day, "Mother, I can't remember anything off the end of my nose." I said, "Well, maybe if you'd slow down a little bit, it'd help."
Oh,
she's a busy girl. Yeah. Of course, Doug's not home in the summertime. He's up north, you know, so she's Mom and Daddy. And
what's her married name? Or does
Sweet.
She... Sweet.
Doug Sweet.
This is Joanne now?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Come on. You got a pen here, a pencil? Good. Because until I decided you were in the phone book,
I didn't put it in that way. I went in to do something when this kid decided he'd change it. And it just says Betty Day or B Day or something like that.
I think it's Betty. I think
and
it's spelled right.
No. And I said my legal name, which goes on anything, would be signed Helen B. See?
Mm-hmm.
this throws a lot of them because they don't know I'm Helen anyway.
Right.
Are you also Elizabeth?
No. Well, I have Elizabeth as a granddaughter. She's a sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we tried to track you through Gloria Fernandez, the hairdresser.
Oh, yes. Well, she would know me.
Yes, mm-hmm. She knew you.
And she knows Joanne's number over mine. I don't think she knows what mine is. Mm. Did you read that article in the paper where Gloria's standing there laughing?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's just her.
All over.
She's done my hair for practically ever since. She said, was it 33 years or 15?
Well, you know, just the other day, there was some mention of her in connection with Ann's Dutch Bob, which was that little shop on probably about 7th, between Lacey and Cushman.
Well, her shop is on 7th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But at that time, she was working for Ann's Dutch Bob. That's where I first ran into her.
Yeah. Now, probably me, too.
Mm-hmm. It's been...
And who do you think is Miss Alaska, and was it the, and the girl, she's just as beautiful, and she's just as sweet as she looks.
Yeah.
We were so tickled, you know. Boy, we was all here sitting here watching the TV, and we got to see several pictures of her on TV.
Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's quite a girl. She is.
Well, she wants to be a,
foreign relations or something like that. Yeah.
Well, maybe I think she's changed again. I think now she's going to try taking the test to get into law school.
Oh,
I heard
right?
that too. Mm-hmm. I heard that too from her mom, I think.
That was last week when I went in to get my hair cut.
But I swear I've seen you.
Probably we've shared chairs.
Yes. I think so.
Everybody meets at Gloria's.
Here my Gloria, they sent her to Fairbanks.
The last time when I was in there, God bless her, and I knew she was busy, and I had called her just the day before, and I said, I'm sure you'd like to just do a little kicking, but I said, can you work me in tomorrow? Oh, sure. Hell, she'd never tell anybody no. You know that. So I said, okay, what time? Oh, how many time after 9:00? And I said, okay, I'll be there. And you know that I was there a little before 9:00, and I didn't get out of there until 5:30. But I kept telling her, now just do the other things that you was going to do. I can do. I know when I get in there that I'm not going to, you know. And did you ever see a shop like that when you went there, you got your hair done and got your lunch?
And got your lunch.
She
homemade.
Doggone burritos.
Oh, yes. That's right.
They are wonderful.
But boy, she sure likes to tell you she doesn't do tamales.
Oh,
no,
don't ask her about that.
She says, my sister does tamales. I don't do tamales.
Oh, she's the one that's selling the tamales.
Yeah.
Up on, I never did ask.
No, I knew it wasn't Gloria. I didn't remember it was her sister, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Gloria's an institution.
Oh, she's got lots of friends. And Tony's a nice guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ladies all must have gotten your hair done back there in the 40s, 50s. I mean, people were getting their hair done back then. Even I was getting my hair done.
Well, I didn't do it then because, you see, when after Leanne got older, she was just 3 months from getting her license and didn't, because she got married.
Yeah.
Kicked her tail. And then, of course, this old girl got so spoiled she couldn't even hardly comb her own hair, let alone put it up or do anything with it.
You just all did it yourselves?
Well, pretty much.
Home permanents were great about that time.
You bet, you bet.
There wasn't anybody in the neighborhood who was sort of a...
No.
Everybody went to?
No, not that I remember.
I had a girlfriend, but she was not from here. She was from Wyoming. She's Jim's cousin's wife.
Hmm.
And I just love her dearly. She's
she was
like
here
a
in
sister.
Town, though?
No. She's in Montana.
Oh, okay.
And when we came back here, you know, and brought the stuff, she came and Jack came with Mike and I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. Oh, and he loved it up here, so did she. Mm. Thought we could go fishing.
Yep. Ann Lyle occasionally would, I know she gave Katie a home permanent once. Probably the only permanent of any kind that Katie ever had. But Ann and Dorothy did a lot of that sort of thing. For themselves.
Oh, sure.
Other than that,
I can't remember now. I used to go and have, I guess it was Glenda Helms. You know, you do her Charlie Helms' second wife?
No.
Polly used to be the meat wrapper and cutter and this kind of stuff for, down where KFC used to be. There was a meat market in the store. And up on this end, not the opposite end.
Which, you say FC, NC?
KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, KFC. Oh, yes. Tice is that, Center?
Is that mm-hmm, train
yeah,
train South
yeah.
Fishman?
I couldn't yeah, remember what the name of this was.
Tice, well, I saw it someplace the other day, or I never in the world would have thought about it. In fact, I bet you where it was in your Polk directory book. Are you familiar with the Polk City directories? It's a reference book that's put out, every year?
Never heard of it.
And it lists everything that they can get the information on, businesses, people, where they live, what they did. Yeah. You folks are in it in the...
God, I hope it's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it says James and Helen B., as you mentioned, general contracting or something like that, because they give...
He was working with his tools, his hands there.
Mm-hmm.
For kind of work on contractors then.
But Nancy found some of these. See, they're only good for 1 year as far as most people are concerned.
Yeah,
you could get a new one every year if you were a business.
Well, yeah, but it would be fun to have two or three
yeah,
of those.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the older ones. Now, if you found them very early in the community, which the earliest one I've seen listed is a 1904 Polk.
Oh, boy.
Which,
whoa.
They're out there,
yeah.
and you just have to keep your eyes open for these. Most people wouldn't ever want them because they're big.
Away.
They're about this
yeah, they're
big.
Thick.
And so they'd get dumped, just like telephone books.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm good at that, too.
But keeping our eyes open now, hoping to... turn
right.
up some
now I got
in
two
the
of them. I finally decided, well, sometimes I need to put one there. Just this last year,
mm-hmm.
like I needed it. No, it's not down there. I just need a bigger thing to store this kind of crap in.
Don't we all?
And I got too much stuff, and I've only lived here 2 years, so, you know, it gets a little bit too.
Now, thinking about telephones, did you have a telephone out there, too, when you first came in? When did you get your telephone out
no,
here?
No, we were on the 488 line.
Well, yeah, but you got one of the first ones that came across the flats, didn't
right,
you?
Because right.
I think we came over and used your phone
well,
a few times.
A lot of people did, which we were
mm-hmm.
glad to share because there was no...
What phone company would have put a line in through the flats? Where was it coming out of?
North Pole, just
North
like
North
it does now.
Well, the city line ended at...
Henry's.
Was it Henry?
Henry Gettinger.
Gettinger.
And that was only because Trans-Alaska was coming across and threatening to
take up the whole thing here to town.
Yeah.
If they got a phone in, that was their area. And so they kept hopping along. And the city, MUS, finally tumbled to what was going on. And came scrambling out. We'd been after them for years to come put some phones out here.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did, that stopped the gallop into town, and they didn't want to go out further.
They didn't want to even come that far.
Gettinger's were really, it wasn't Gettinger's, it was the next one that was up a little higher in the sun. He bought the horses, the ponies from us.
Live close to Gettinger's, though?
Yeah. Just up from them as you go into town. The son, and the son owned one of those down there on the corner. In town, and he had a hamburger shop there.
Loud?
Oh, sure.
And you used to go there and call or Gettinger's, whichever.
Yeah, well, they probably both got them about the same time.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
yeah.
Why would it be that you got the phone and somebody else didn't? Did you have a particular...
It was a different company.
Company.
Well,
I mean, they could have brought it to...
I think it was geographical.
Geographics?
You were about the first house they came to once they got over
thank
to the
God
road.
For small favors. Well, mm-hmm. if we were open out in the open so people could get in, you know, mm-hmm. and use it.
Yeah. See, Nordale wasn't in yet.
Mm-hmm. So they just brought it across the
trolley.
Any place that you could get across without having to wade
it up to your ears
in swamp.
And so everything didn't freeze in it.
So was it an overland on poles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
It certainly wasn't buried.
Buried, yeah. Buried, uh-huh. yeah.
And also.
Well, Tilly didn't have one. I was the last one. Or the first one.
The first one that I remember now.
And then it went on.
And it went on east initially. And then
over the hill and.
Yeah, I don't know how far they went that time.
But at least we had a phone.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think it was too long after that before they went
back
and we all got them.
Yeah.
But as we all remembered, they were 12 party lines at times. And when they were working.
They were overhead lines, and all of the static from all of the. Powder,
refrigerators and whatever.
You name it.
Oh, you
the guy that had the welding rig in his garage, you could tell when he was welding.
You knew when he was home.
Yeah, well, they were terrible. I mentioned this in my diary so many times that the phones were out.
Oh, if you would.
Yeah, we had cat ads.
Well,
in
where
the paper,
was this?
And people couldn't call.
Where was this? That, and I think this must have been outside that way they used to come, and that the phone wasn't working good, and they'd go out and hit the pole with this big stick, and she'd they had worked so good. I think it was in the country where I was.
I never heard of that up here. I would have tried it, I'm sure. Oh,
well, remember that for posterity.
Yeah, right.
See what you can learn when you associate with people from Montana.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, those phones were better than nothing. Well, sometimes they weren't better than nothing because
well,
you depended
and
on
in Montana,
them.
We were still using the old crank job there.
Yeah,
you know?
I grew up on one of those.
But here, and everybody listened.
Sure.
You had to tell something so that it gets, you know, you didn't have to make only one call because everybody else done it for you.
I think when I think of you being the only person who had a phone for a while, I think of in the phone book, there'd be the name Day. And then there'd be all these people that use your phone. You
yeah,
know,
all the neighbors.
Yes,
all the neighbors would
yes,
have that same
yes.
telephone number
oh, yes.
saying, well, just call Betty, and then next time
mm-hmm.
I see her, she'll tell us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, round robin. Well, I think, too, the things, how things changed. Did you guys, you had your, you did home beauty. You had only one phone. Did you have doctors that came out and made house calls in the 50s,
no.
or were you?
Well,
everybody had to get to town.
It wasn't in the 50s. I was still, this was not up here. Lord, no, I don't know what we did. I guess
you
suffered it out or went to town.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty.
Hey, you know, the old sock around the neck there. And hey, listen, I'm still at work.
That still works, huh?
You betcha.
Yeah.
Even Joanne's kids, they'll say, yeah, I got George, you better get out the sock here. I think somebody needs it. And they'll even go and get it and have you put the stuff on because they are so old.
Well,
you wouldn't go to town like this, but.
Thinking about getting into the doctor, the first time we ever met Greta Rissy, at least, and probably both of them, we were hearing all about the terrible time she had getting Kenneth, who was the one that was so allergic or had asthma or something,
yes, asthma, I think.
Into the road. Apparently they were having to park the car down at the highway at the time. And so she had to bring him out on the tractor to get him into the doctor and whatnot.
Because that's where the car was. She'd pick
yeah,
the car.
Right. Couldn't drive the.
Well, he's still, once in a while you see him around town.
Oh, Lee's still going strong. Yeah.
And he, if you want to visit, you either go the other direction when you see him. Not because he's not a nice guy.
Even if you don't want to visit.
Yes. You better go the other way because you're going to be visited.